And this is from the NRSV. Excuse my voice, I don't know what's going on here. Need to really clear it sometime. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. The word of the Lord. And so I'd like to ask Kevin to come up. He is also a missionary that we support, but does his work here in Calgary. And he's giving our message this morning.
Good morning. Before I get started, I want to take the time to talk about the ministry. First of all, it's awesome to have both Claudio and Ivy here. Please stand up. I want to say thank you for being part of the Youth Unlimited and being able to reach out. Stories like what Claudio had and what Ivy has is what make the ministry great. So I just want to give a round of applause to them for the work that they do. I would also like to, can I get the mic to my friend William here? If you can come up, yeah. This is the program that I work with in Youth for Christ. That's our main program is Adullam, and William is a volunteer, so I'm going to get him to do a quick talk about what we do and things that he's excited about with Adullam.
Cool. Are you sure? Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay. I'm a millennial, but I'm not technologically advanced. I started with Youth for Christ like 3 years ago. And it's really sad. Sorry, I'm going to cry. I didn't realize there was, poverty was such a real thing in Calgary, honestly. But it is real, and it's so cool to see the kids come out, and a lot of them don't believe the way we do. They don't come from the same countries we do. You know, they're not used to the same cultural things, but they come out every week. You know, we've done polls, and it's funny. Like, what do you guys like the most? Do you like snack and story? Do you like the games? Or do you like, you know, just coming in and hanging out, and it's split 30-30-30. I don't know what happened to the other 10%, but it does more for me than we do for them. And Kevin, I met 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. And I don't know if you guys have had a chance to hear Kevin's testimony, but that is an amazing story of God pursuing him. And he came from a very similar background to the kids he's working with now. And you cannot do better than supporting Kevin and people like him in the work that he's doing in Calgary. It's really having a profound impact on these kids' lives. And it's not like, I can't remember the guy's name that just spoke, but I'm going to call him Carlo. sorry. Carlo, I'm sure, would attest to this, and Kevin. Like, you don't work with kids for, you know, 5 minutes, and then it's just like, oh, great, we brought someone to Christ. You know, it's like years. And, like, I just had my first spiritual conversation with an 8-year-old with Kevin 2 weeks ago, last week, I don't know, whatever. So it's just like, it's a long process, and you cannot do better than support these guys and Kevin.
So in saying that, there's like a lot of stuff around here. I like to walk, so this is going to keep me in. A lot of things with the program that I enjoy, and one thing that William and I have talked about is I've been learning about being an ambassador. And part of being an ambassador, you have to know the word of God. And I'll get into that in a minute. But we've been teaching our youth Bible verses. And I have an amazing story in my prayer letter. I don't know, Carlos. Now I'm calling you Carlos. if you have your prayer letters like around, or if you want, like, we'll get a sheet out there and people can sign up and you can email them prayer letters. Is that okay? All right. Because we all have these amazing things that are going on in our youth, and our youth are just so on fire. And my story with the youth is this one awesome youth. She's been memorizing verses and excited about memorized verses. She wanted a Bible. We went and got her Bible. She's reading the Bible. And this is a girl that came, and when we first started working with her, she said she couldn't read. So we've been working with her with reading. We've been working with her, giving her coloring pages and teaching her the verses on coloring pages. She's putting them up on her wall. Her favorite verse, and I think this was what I shared the last time, was, if your enemy is thirsty, give him something to drink. If your enemy's hungry, give him food. And she loves this because she likes that concept of when your enemy, the person that is pushing you down, is hungry, give him some food, about being compassionate and being that ambassador for Christ. So that wasn't part of my talk here. I'm going to start here with ambassador. Ambassador comes from a phrase, I am an embassy for the emperor. It's an ancient term used long time ago before I even was even thought of. And it meant that you were an embassy to the emperor. Going forward a bit, an ambassador is someone that is respected and trustworthy, loyal and knowledgeable, especially in the opinion of those they are an ambassador to. As the verse said, we have been called to be ambassadors for Christ. We are called to be somebody that is respected, trustworthy, especially knowledgeable, especially in the opinions of Christ. Christ has called us to be an ambassador. Now, I have a story, and like this is part of the things that God keeps touching me. Timothy Keller had this quote. A person approached him after one of his sermons and talked to him and made a comment and said he had noticed when he isn't as prepared for a sermon or a talk, he quotes C.S. Lewis a lot. And I'm sure a lot of us know people that almost in any situation can quote a C.S. Lewis quote or somebody else. I've got a friend, and honestly, like, doesn't matter what you're going through, it was always, well, C.S. Lewis says this about that, or C.S. Lewis has that same opinion, or things like that. And it made Timothy Keller think about that. And he's like, well, that would make him a good ambassador for C.S. Lewis, because he knows C.S. Lewis so well that in all the situations, he can quote C.S. Lewis. Then got him thinking about ambassador and being an ambassador for Christ. The mission of an ambassador for Christ is to be a representative. So we have ambassadors for Canada and other different things. They are representing whatever they're an ambassador for. So when we are called to be an ambassador for Christ, we are called to represent Christ. represent him in everything that we do, in our daily walk, and everything that we say. That's one of the things. We must guard against misrepresenting Christ as well. So if the Canadian ambassador misrepresents Canada, they get fired. God isn't going to fire us. He will teach us things, and we need to keep understanding the teaching, but we have to guard ourselves from misrepresenting Christ and Christ's actions. We must be diligent to represent Christ in every situation, whether it be through cancer and then finding the treatment, whether it be through Red and his family. We need to represent him in every situation, whether it be the tough situations or the good situations. We need to be a messenger. We need to share the message of Christ. We need to share his words with one another. You can't be an ambassador if you don't talk. I'm trying to go through the list I have in quick time so that we're not running. So I'm skipping a bunch of my notes here. So one of the main things to be an ambassador is we need to know Christ's word so well that in every single situation, we have that word like what Christ did. For instance, when the woman was brought to Christ in adultery, he who's without sin, throw the first stone. We need to have those moments where we can just, something happens, we're in a situation, we have those words to be able to share. The other thing we need to do is we need to listen. Any ambassador cannot be an ambassador if you're not listening to the person that you're an ambassador for. So if we're not listening to Christ's message to us, then we can't be a good ambassador. So what that means is, like what Ivy spoke about earlier, sitting down, worshiping God, and just listening. Sometimes it's about putting your devices away and just listening. Sometimes you won't hear anything, and sometimes you may just need that rest and to rest in Christ. Whatever it is, you have to listen. So I encourage, when you go to read the Bible, pray. Ask God what he wants to show you before just opening and reading the Bible. That's part of studying the Bible, not just opening and reading words. The Bible is more than words. God is more than just words. The next thing is the opinion. You have to know what God thinks in all situations. You can't give God's opinion on something if you're not listening to what his opinion is. Now, in saying that, how to study, one of the things that is amazing that I love and I hold to, quite a few years ago, I haven't come from a good home. So I struggled with Father's Day all the time. And I remember one Father's Day, it was really hard on me. And I got mad at God and I called out to him. I'm like, God, seriously, what is this? You say you're father, but look at the fathers that I have. And I was mad. But then he showed me that he has adopted us. Now, when you read that, he doesn't say, I have adopted you and I call you my adopted son. He calls us his children, not stepchildren, not adopted children. We are his children. He has called us our children. We are his family. And he sees us as his family, which comes to the next part about him calling us to be an ambassador. Being an ambassador is a big job. It's not an easy job. Being an ambassador for Canada, like, that is a big job. And God has given us a big job to do. Exactly. Like, I can't fathom, like, how wonderful it is for God to call me to a job that I don't deserve. But he's called me to this, and he works with me on a regular basis. And he's called every one of us to be an ambassador for him. And he loves every one of us, and he's there for us. So in saying this, there is another point, sorry. In saying this, okay. So when you look at the passage, I only did the one verse because I like keeping it simple as possible. But if you look at that whole verse, it talks about reconciliation. It talks about how Christ died to reconcile our sins so that our sins can be forgiven. In sense, Christ is the perfect ambassador for us. He is that connection between us and God. We couldn't be there without Christ. And if we are called to be ambassador for Christ, because he is our ambassador, we also need to reconcile with one another. Because if Christ has done that with us, then we need to do it with each other. And it is an awesome thing to think about, that we can sit there and reconcile with one another while, and goes back to the story about the youth, our enemies. If our enemies are hungry, give them food. If our enemies are thirsty, give them something to drink. That is reconciliation. So I encourage everybody, it is almost 12, so, oops. That wasn't me. Anyways, so I encourage everybody to start wanting to be that perfect ambassador. Start learning those things that God is calling us to do in every little situation. Because to be an ambassador of God is an amazing thing. And when we can teach others to be ambassadors for God, and we can teach people that are holding us down that we still care for them, you're going to make an impact in their lives. So I just want to thank you for giving me the ability to speak, and I'll give it back to Kevin.